vaccine movement, and it's being jointly run by a campaigner who likened the COVID-19 jab rollout to a Nazi war crime. An investigation has found Thinking Autism also promoted unproven autism treatments in testimonials on its website and directed families to clinicians linked to Andrew Wakefield, a British anti-vaccine activist, a former physician and disquieted academic who was struck off the medical register for his involvement in the Lancet MMR autism fraud. The Charity Commission said it had opened a case into the charity and was assessing evidence passed to it by The Guardian. It comes 7 years after a campaigner claims she first raised concerns about Thinking Autism with the regulator and National Lottery Community Fund. Awarded charity status in 2006, Thinking Autism claims to change lives by providing hope, emotional support, and practical information to autistic people and their families, and has received £389,750 from the Lottery Fund since 2015. It is jointly run by Joanne Allman, a vocal COVID sceptic who last year stood as a local election candidate in Sefton, Merseyside, for the Freedom Alliance, a campaigning political party born out of the pandemic to resist attacks on medical freedom and body autonomy. On social media, Joanne Allman, described in records as a trustee, treasurer and director of Thinking Autism, dismissed the Omicron variant in a post on Facebook in November of 2021, and last month reshared a post on Twitter calling the vaccine rollout a reckless, dangerous, insane experiment. In other posts, Joanne Allman said PCR testing was a fraud underlying the greatest hoax in medical history and tweeted that people the world over were being coerced into having an experimental vaccine. Alongside a picture of the Nuremberg trials held after the Second World War to bring Nazi war criminals to justice, she wrote, "How long will we have to wait before those who are complicit in tyranny are brought to justice for crimes against humanity?" While those posts were from Joanne Allman's personal accounts, campaigners expressed safeguarding concerns for vulnerable families seeking help from Thinking Autism, which hosts conferences, online events, and runs a private Facebook group. The charity itself has publicly been largely quiet on COVID-related issues, aside from announcing its opposition to vaccine passports. But it has a history of promoting misinformation dating back to at least 2014, when it shared a video in support of research by Andrew Wakefield, who was struck off the medical register for a discredited study claiming vaccines were linked to autism. Its website, meanwhile, carries testimonials for unproven autism treatments, including homeopathy and CEASE therapy, a pseudoscientific approach that claims to remove supposed toxic effects from outside sources, including vaccines. Campaigner Emma Dalmain, who runs Autistic Inclusive Meets, a non-profit organisation that advocates for autistic people, said she first reported concerns about the charity's promotion of unproven treatments to the Charity Commission and the National Lottery Community Fund back in 2015. She questioned why it was still operating 7 years later. She said, "The Charity Commission is potentially putting vulnerable children at risk by lending credibility to organisations like Thinking Autism." Michael Marshall, project director at the Good Thinking Society, which campaigns against pseudoscience, said, "It was extremely troubling to see people linked to the charity trying to undermine efforts to curb the spread of COVID-19. Michael Marshall added, "If they cannot understand the importance of public health measures and cannot refrain from baseless scaremongering about vaccines, they should not be in a position where their misinformed opinions may put children in harm's way. Meanwhile, Thinking Autism has said members of the charity were free to hold their own views and that it endorsed the rights of autistic people and their families to speak about their healthcare experiences. It said it heard from hundreds of families each year thanking it for its support. It said the charity does not endorse any specific view except that people with autism who are suffering from healthcare problems deserve appropriate investigations and treatments. Because healthcare is an individual and personal choice, and because we are not medical professionals but rather parent volunteers, we are explicitly clear on our website and social media that information we provide should not be construed as medical advice. Joanne Allman said the posts were made from her personal social media accounts and did not make references to autism. She said, "My personal opinions on COVID-related issues have no bearing on my role as a director and trustee of Thinking Autism." The Charity Commission said it had opened a compliance case relating to concerns raised about Thinking Autism, including the charity's use of social media, and was currently engaging with the trustees. It said it had no record of a 2015 complaint. The National Lottery Committee Fund, which allocates money raised by the lottery to community groups and charities, said its funding relationship with Thinking Autism reached its conclusion in 2020. In relation to the 2015 complaint, the National Lottery Community Fund said, "We looked into it and were satisfied that the funding was being used in line with the agreed proposal."
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
Fiqh or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
the Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
self-purification is the most significant factor.
امامت یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام.
امامت is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, welcome to another episode of Ulama's Speech in this holy month of Ramadan. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Ali. Stay tuned.
رمضان یه ماهی هستش که آدم به صورت توفیق اجباری هم شده تجربه یک زندگی مؤمنانه و عارفانه رو میچشه.
The holy month of Ramadan is a blessing in which we can experience spirituality. This month is filled with spiritual and mystical fragrance. The main reason for such special atmosphere this month is the multiple deeds and obligations of the believers. In fact, this is Allah who leads the lives of the people. Allah, in the holy month of Ramadan, controls the souls of the people.
بنابر همینه که خدا تکالیفش رو زیاد بکنه نفس زمین زده بشه تو این 30 روز.
There's a basis for the holy month of Ramadan, which is the breakdown of carnal desires and achievement of control over the self in 30 days. But how the deeds of this month are multiplied? Is it possible through the usual fasting? The answer is no. Spiritual and divine atmosphere is strengthened through special fasting and very special fasting. In these two latter levels of fasting, a person takes care of every minor deed and does not limit his fast only to hunger or thirst. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Ulama's Speech in this holy month of Ramadan, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Ali. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, www.parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We'll leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
Food for thought.
Salam, friends, and here is some food for thought in this blessed month of Ramadan for stimulating our minds. Once Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, heard a woman who was fasting swear at a maidservant. He ordered food to be brought and told her to eat. She said, "I am fasting, O Messenger of Allah." He said, "What kind of fast is it when you swear at your servant?" Fasting is not just refraining from food and drink. Indeed, God Almighty has made the fast a restraint from all ugly conduct and evil speech, which reckon invalidate the fast. How few are those who really keep their fast, and how many are those who just remain hungry?
انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa
Ramadan, the month of purification and repentance. God willing, you will meet the month of Ramadan with a healthy spirit. During the blessed month, you will see yourself in the banquet of Allah, the blessed and exalted, and you will see Him as your host and to be ready present. If Allah forbid, once you wanted to insult an individual, you have to understand that you are insulting the servant of Allah in His presence. If you backbite a believer, you have to know that in Allah's presence you backbite a believer. Your deeds, according to the prophetic traditions, are to be presented before the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. If your deeds are presented and the Messenger of Allah sees that you are a wrongdoer, how upset would he be? You do not want the Messenger of Allah to be upset, so do not offend his blessed heart.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the month of Ramadan. In one of his speeches, he mentions about the importance of the prayers of the month of Ramadan, and then he mentions that those who criticize the prayer books do so out of ignorance. They are ignorant, they are desperate, they have no idea how these prayer books mold human beings. Now here he's talking about the importance of the prayers and the books. For example, we have a book named Mafatihul Janan. It mentions about different prayers and the supplications. Some people, they do criticize these books and they say, what are these things? Whereas its reality is that these books are meant to mold the human beings. These books have made many urafa or mystics out of them. And these books have made people following the right path.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
Imam Khomeini is saying that those who talks against these books or criticize these books, they're doing it out of ignorance because they never reached
to the reality of these books. Because they never followed these books, they never got the reality of these books. And it is out of ignorance. Therefore, the general public should not listen to them. People should not listen to them. Why? Because the one who has not traveled a path and keep criticizing the path cannot have the idea what this path gives or what is in this path. But those who have traveled through these books, those who have gained the perfection from these books, those who have reached to the higher ranks of spirituality through these books, they can talk about this. And Imam Khomeini is one of them. Imam Khomeini is one of those Arafa or mystics who have reached himself to the perfection, and he tried to take his nation towards the perfection with the Islamic revolution, with the revolution that he made. And therefore, that's why he says that we need to follow these books, because these prayer books, these books that we have, they mold human beings. They mold human beings. They take human beings towards the perfection. And the supplications that have come in these books, we need to follow them. Especially in the month of Ramadan, we need to be get connected to these books, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
The first all-private space crew has successfully docked at International Space Station after spending over 20 hours en route. Three paying customers and a former NASA astronaut will spend 10 days aboard the ISS. The tourists will participate in scientific research, including stem cell experiments and exploring how the body ages in space. The civilian crew were launched into space in a SpaceX rocket from the Kennedy Space Center on Friday. The trip was brokered by Axiom Space, which is the U.S.-based startup that coordinates rocket rides and provides necessary training. It's not the first time paying customers have visited the ISS. Russia sold seats on its Soyuz spacecraft last year. But this is the first mission that includes a crew entirely comprised of civilians.
A restaurant in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta is taking fine dining to new heights, literally and figuratively, by giving diners a one-of-a-kind experience 50 meters above ground. The restaurant is called Lounge in the Sky. Diners are securely strapped into seats fixed to a table and are hoisted into the air using a heavy-duty lift. First, the gourmet meals are prepared in the main kitchen. Then, the food is loaded onto the platform where the dishes are plated and served to the patrons. The suspended guests are able to take advantage of breathtaking views as they gently rotate at great heights.
At first, it was not easy. I was nervous that I wouldn't be able to swallow the food, let alone drink. But after some time, I could eventually eat. It was thrilling.
While enjoying the meals, the guests use seat belts and the accompanying staff are equipped with safety harnesses. The guests are also briefed on safety regulations before the platform is raised. Diners call the one-hour experience exhilarating and worth the high price. The project developers say the restaurant was aimed at reviving local and international tourism sector after a big slump during the COVID-19 pandemic. The culinary experience is a first in Indonesia and the third in the world after Belgium and Malaysia. A new selfie museum in Sweden is flipping the script by making visitors both the artist and the exhibit. The establishment is dubbed the Museum and is in a shopping mall in Stockholm. Unlike other selfie museums, this one has no works of art on its walls. Instead, its brightly decorated rooms are meant to serve as fun backgrounds for visitors to take their selfies or shoot videos in. Other rooms let the visitors bury themselves in candy-colored foam bricks, strike a pose under neon lights, or sit on a huge colorful swing. The manager says the museum is interactive and lets the visitors be the artists themselves in order to create the art they want to see. The drone show Korea 2022 has been held at the Busan Exhibition and Convention Center, BEXCO. It featured 137 companies and 533 booths, making this year's incarnation the largest in the show's six-year history. The event also featured the participation of a large international industry representatives from Japan and Western Europe. A highlight of this year's event was military technology centered around the unveiling of new indigenous UAVs. This year's show marked a long-endurance liquid hydrogen drone produced by a South Korean company. These developments reflect South Korea's attempt to improve resilience and revolutionize its approach to warfare. The event puts on display the importance of drone industry in various spheres, including defense purposes. More than 163 wildlife species have been released back into lagoons and forests in Colombia's Casanare province after being seized and rehabilitated by authorities fighting wildlife trafficking. These include 15 different species such as anteaters, turtles, macaws, a toucan, and a leopard. They were nurtured back to health by fauna vets from an environmental authority in charge of managing sustainable development. The authority, Corporinoquia, released more than 1,200 animals back into the wild in 2021 alone. Colombia is one of the world's most biodiverse countries by square kilometer and is home to some 10% of the world's flora and fauna.
A super rare birth has added a cute member to critically endangered Sumatran rhinos of Indonesia. The newborn calf is the sixth born since intensive efforts to breed the species began in the 1980s. The female calf, which doesn't have a name yet, was given birth to by a rhino named Rosa in a sanctuary. Rosa has suffered 8 miscarriages since 2005 when she was brought in from the wild for a breeding program. fewer than 80 Sumatran rhinos remain in the world, mainly on the Indonesian islands of Sumatra and Borneo. Excessive poaching, along with other threats, has brought the species to the brink of extinction.
With neon lights on the floor and walls, pulsing electronic beats, and a glowing red shuttlecock bouncing back and forth, Malaysian badminton court evokes a sci-fi movie set. Shuttle in the Dark is a badminton hall in the iconic Petronas Twin Towers in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. It was set up in late 2021 by a sport management company to encourage people to take up the racket sport after 2 years of social restrictions because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Director of INIC Sport Management says the initial goal was to draw sports fans and players back into action.
Our initial goal was, how can we encourage and gain back the interest of people to come back and play? And not only those enthusiasts, but then as well the new people who was not able to or never play badminton before. So that's why we come out with this experience called Shuttle in the Dark.
Playing on a futuristic court presents an unusual challenge for athletes as they have to adjust their eyes to the darkness to fly. Badminton is one of the most popular sports in Malaysia and Asia, with a thriving community in the Southeast Asian community. It has produced some of the world's top-ranked players.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
A zoo in Ireland's capital, Dublin, has unveiled its newest habitat called the Himalayan Hills, a brand new home of the red panda and snow leopard. Visitors are able to see the red panda's habitat by traveling along the new trail around a rocky edge to an open viewing area. The red pandas are typically climbing, exploring, or munching on bamboo at the top of broad-leafed evergreen trees. The expanded habitat was designed with a red panda's tree-dwelling lifestyle in mind. Also, visitors can gaze up at the 15-meter rocky slope through an impressive panoramic viewing area to spot the snow leopards. These elusive felines are typically nocturnal, so catching a glimpse of one is a rare treat.
Yeah, the animals are settling in well. We've tried to recreate the wild habitat in the Himalayan hills. Both species live quite high up. In case of the snow leopards, up to 5,000 meters on these very steep rocky slopes, which you can see here in the habitat as well. We've tried to use the topology of Dublin Zoo.
The project took a few years to complete. It was halted in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic and massive budget shortages, but was restarted after government funding in 2021. The zoo is part of a protection project for red pandas and snow leopards. These animals are listed as vulnerable due to threats from poaching and severe habitat loss. Ancient Pompeii has a new guardian, Spot, a four-legged robot dog that will inspect the ancient Italian city's streets and tunnels to identify structural issues. The robot, designed by the U.S. firm Boston Dynamics, will patrol Pompeii at nighttime. The robot inspects the smallest of spaces and gathers data for planning interventions to fix safety and structural issues. Equipped with a 360-degree camera, Spot will also protect the city's streets from illegal relic hunters who cause structural damage to the ruins by digging tunnels. Pompeii will also have its own eye in the sky. a Leica BLK-2 flying laser scanner capable of autonomously conducting 3D scans of the ruins, helping Spot carry out its tasks. Safeguarding ancient sites from treasure hunters has always been a problem for every country, especially the ancient ones.
The cherry blossom or sakura season in the Japanese capital is a magical experience as trees burst into bloom, dousing the streets with stunning shades of pink. This year, people are enjoying the occasion to the fullest as COVID restrictions are no more there. Thousands gathered in central Tokyo wearing masks, taking pictures and posing for selfies among the trees. Cherry flowers reach full bloom on Sunday, 4 days earlier than usual, according to the Japan Meteorological Agency. The age-old tradition of viewing cherry blossoms typically takes place across the country. The flowers are a national obsession, and people flock to parks to hold parties and picnics. However, due to the pandemic, authorities have asked people to refrain from eating and drinking outdoors.
An ancient place in Guatemala with special significance for the Mayan culture could be the next entry on the World Heritage List. The historic village known today as the Takalik Abach Archaeological Park was occupied for 1,700 years before it was abandoned and discovered in 1888. It's said to have been home to a pre-Hispanic people. Archaeologists found their way to this mysterious piece of land where they found a series of exotic artifacts and sculptures back in 2008. Guatemala's Minister of Cultural Heritage says this site has a sacred place in the nation's culture.
Takalik Abach is a sacred place with important links to Guatemala's culture. It's a place that harbors flora and fauna biodiversity and even Mayan spirituality and wars wild. This makes this place highly important within the Mayan culture in Guatemala.
Archaeologists believe the monuments go back to the deep-rooted civilizations of Olmec and Maya in a Central American culture around 400 BC. The government has presented the site to UNESCO, hoping it will be declared a World Heritage Site. A Belgian-British teenager is on a solo flight around the globe that could make him a world record holder. Mark Rutherford started his journey from a small airfield near the Bulgarian capital Sofia on Wednesday. His first destination, is the island of Sicily in Italy. From there, he'll fly south to Africa and then around the globe to cross the finish line again in Bulgaria. The 16-year-old pilot says he got his inspiration from his sister.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio.
ولد الهلال المبتغى فالصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفندي رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا الغضا
today. Monday is the 9th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. On the blessed month of Allah, we open His book. This is chapter Ar-Rahman. We'll listen to verses 12 to 16. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wal habbu dhul 'asfi war rayhan.
And grain having husks and scented plants.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ كَالْفَخَّارِ.
He created man from clay like that of pottery.
وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارٍ.
And he created the jinn from a smokeless flame of fire.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is worthy of note that by mentioning such rhetorical question, God Almighty makes jinn and men encounter the reality to reflect upon such issues, and without recourse to any other injunction, ask themselves, could any of these divine blessings be denied? If the answer is negative, why did they not recognize their Lord? Why did they not make use of showing gratitude toward their Lord as a means of recognizing His Lordship? Why did they not prostrate themselves at His divine threshold?
أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
And on the continuation of today's special by IRIB English Radio, we'll look at the ones who missed the opportunity of Ramadan. Ramadan is a chain of opportunities before us with its fasting, daily prayers, almsgiving, dhikr, that means remembering Allah, Quran, recitation of the Quran, and with all its potential good deeds. It is the market of the hereafter opened for spiritual shopping. It is a body of means which make the believer closer to his or her Lord. Ramadan is a set of hundreds of opportunities chained one after another, carrying the servant to paradise. It is a way for all who suffer as servants and hundreds and humans at the hands of the devil and the self and drift into swirls of sins and rebellion in different ways to cleanse and purify themselves.
Thank you.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The month Ramadan is regarded as the month of getting awake and the month of waking up. This is because throughout the year, I mean, in other times of throughout the year, we find that we people may not be that much attentive to our religious piety and religious deeds and religious observances. However, when it comes to the month Ramadan, we find that more people attend mosques or more people try to recite the Holy Quran. Even in Muslim lands, we find that throughout the month Ramadan, in Muslim lands, those people who haven't learned how to recite the Holy Quran, they attend Quran recitation classes, I mean, held in mosques or schools or houses and so on. And we find that those people, I mean, try to be more attentive to religious piety. This is because the month of Ramadan is regarded as the month of being awake or religious, this time of, revival. I mean, in fact, the month of Ramadan is regarded as a month of spiritual revival or spiritual coming up with, our duties. We find that, in everybody's life, it's necessary to observe that on some special occasions, special attention should be given to certain important things. For example, for a student, the end of academic year is the time of final examination. So if a student has been, not that attentive, so if a student hasn't been that attentive to his lessons, we find that at the time of exam days, this student comes to be more attentive to his lessons and tries to compensate his or her shortcomings in other times of the academic year. The same holds true. Of course, this isn't, an exact analogy, but we find that, the same holds true regarding our religious duties and observances. If throughout the year we haven't been that attentive to our religious jobs and observances and duties and rituals, we find that in the month of Ramadan, we are invited and we are expected to be more religious and to be more attentive to our religious duties. Thank you.
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
Reasons and will require benefiting from those blessings. They call for benefiting from the opportunity to the best. Otherwise, one cannot turn one's back on them blindly. This is because one cannot always stay the same. In this respect, one should make good use of the fruitfulness of the month of Ramadan. If passed by carelessness and negligence, it leads to loss in the world and to deviation of mercy and forgiveness in the year after. It is as if one digs one's own grave and tumbles down in it. On reaping the opportunities in Ramadan, drawing us closer to Allah. This is achieved by recitation and reflecting on Al-Quran during the night and the day. Attending the prayers, remembering Allah, sitting in circles of knowledge. Also for those who can make itikaf or seclusion, in some few nights of Ramadan, so to leave all worldly pursuits and seclude oneself in a masjid, in a mosque, just thinking of Allah. This brings us closer to Allah. When one sins, one feels disdain from Allah. That is why one might find it hard to read and reflect on the Quran and come to the masjid. However, the obedient worshipper feels closer to Allah and wants to worship Allah more because Allah forgives and is merciful.
Allah.
On the continuation of today's special, we'll look at the month of Ramadan as a time to reflect and an opportunity for change. Dear friend, the month of Ramadan should be used as a means of morals and spiritual growth. It is important that we plan out our month in advance to ensure we are maximizing the benefit we take from it. We should make a conscious effort to pray in congregation 5 times a day, look to pray the additional prayers, stand in vigils through the night prayers, and look to eating healthy, nutritious food. Through all this, you will notice a natural closeness develops with Allah, and a sense of calm and belonging comes over you. It is also important to ensure we use this blessed month as a time for moral development, self-improvement, and self-discipline. The month of Ramadan teaches us that we as can refrain from halal things, that is food and drink. Similarly, stay away from haram activities such as lying, backbiting, cheating, and fighting.
You might see people who have been praying and fasting for 40 and 50 years, but they haven't comprehended that they are the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You look at the way they live their life as if they're doing a favor upon Allah. Or as if they treat other people, they degrade other people, they humiliate other people. We have to feel weakness sometimes. Feeling weak is not a bad thing, my dear brothers and sisters. Feeling weak and reminding ourselves of our weakness is a rahmah from Allah upon us. If we would always feel powerful, if we would always feel wealthy and rich, and we were never in need, then that day, that is more dangerous to a person than the feeling of weakness. Why? Because when we feel rich, when we feel powerful, when we feel strong, we begin to fool ourselves. We begin to tell ourselves that I'm going to live forever. Nothing's going to harm me. I'm never going to feel hungry. I'm never going to feel weak. I'm never going to feel powerless. When a day is surely going to come when we will feel extremely weak. We will feel extremely powerless. So we have to remind ourselves that we are in reality powerless. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَنْ رَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. When a person feels that they don't need anyone or anything, they start thinking that they don't need Allah anymore either. So when I feel hungry, I am reminding myself that I am weak. I'm reminding myself that a few hours of not eating and I feel weak. I feel dizzy. I feel lightheaded. I need to take a nap. I feel that I am reminded that everything that I have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep and remember us too in your prayers and worshiping. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يهوي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رب
القرآن.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.